So it's spelled C-R-A-P-P-I-E, but it's pronounced crappie, and 100 two-man teams are about to descend on Lake Hamilton for the first crappie tournament and expo. So we might call this the Something Fishy episode of Hot Springs This Week.
Hot Springs This Week, a look at things to do and people to meet in Hot Springs, America's first resort.
Hi, and thanks for listening. I'm Neil Gladner, and this is Hot Springs This Week, where we talk about things to do in Hot Springs and the people who make Hot Springs such a popular destination. As always, thank you for your comments and reviews. If you're new to our podcast, a special welcome to you. We're on a variety of platforms. Please feel free to subscribe, and I hope you'll share this podcast with your friends. Jennifer Bailey, my colleague from down the hall, will join me in a bit, and we'll run through the calendar of events over the next several weeks. Summer may be over, but there are still a lot of things to do in Hot Springs, and we'll cover that. But first, let's talk fish.
I want to go fishing, because it takes my stress away. I want to go fishing, try and cast my blues away.
There's no question but that bass angling gets the most attention on Lake Hamilton, but lots of people like to fish for crappie as well. So in a minute, you'll meet Wally Marshall, better known as Mr. Crappie, a name he gave himself. And he is bringing what he expects to be his first annual crappie tournament and expo to Hot Springs. The expo part is free, designed to be a family event, and as you'll hear, it also includes the world's biggest crappie fry. Also free, but you'll need a ticket for that. Wally did a radio segment with me, and then we sat down for this conversation. As you'll hear, Wally has a big personality, and he's pretty excited about this event. It's been years in the making, so here's my discussion with the man who calls himself Mr. Crappie. So lots of us in Hot Springs have heard about bass tournaments before. This is the first time we've heard about a crappie tournament. So give us an idea about where this started, how long crappie tournaments have been going, and what brought you to Hot Springs.
Well, crappie tournaments has actually been going on for 33 years because the first year I fished, the first year they started back when it was Crappie-thon many years ago, and I heard about a crappie tournament that was coming to Texas. They was only having one in Texas. It was on Cedar Creek Lake, and I talked to a buddy of mine at work to go with me. I was a plumber, and to go with me, I got this electrician, and He said that he would like to go fishing with me, and we went and fished that tournament and won the darn thing. We had 295 teams entered, and I didn't even own a boat, and Joel Peacock was my partner. He was an electrician. He goes, man, I don't know nothing about that tournament down there, and I don't know nothing about fishing tournaments or whatever, and I go, well, man, he goes, I ain't never fished that lake. And I said, well, let's just go down there and try it. You know, let's enter and see what we can do. And I'll be dog if we didn't win that tournament. Of course, they strapped me up, had to take a lie detector, the whole deal, man. I'm talking about it was for real. And we're going to be doing that here at the Crappie Expo and the Mr. Crappie Invitational, too, you know, because anytime you put a dollar on something, somebody will try you.
So let's go back to 33 years ago. Do you remember how much you guys won?
$3,500. And we had some incentive money because if you used a certain lure, or if you used a certain product, and $3,500, hey, dude, when I didn't have nothing, I'm talking about that was the biggest payday of my life. And when they had me on that, they had me on that lie detector, and that state trooper said, Texas Ranger was giving me a lie detector test. And he said, we're going to ask you 10 questions, and we want to make sure that it's a yes or a no so I can kind of set this deal in where I can get it set up. And the first question he asked me, have you ever stole anything? And I said, yes, sir, I did. I stole a candy bar when I was in the fifth grade at Cooter's Grocery Store, and my mama whooped me. And he goes, sir, it's just yes or no.
So do they do, will you be doing lie detector tests at the crappie tournament
yeah,
here?
They all do it. They all do it. I mean, you know, just for, just to keep keep the good guys good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we're bringing a bunch of outlaws to Hot Springs, Arkansas, but that's what they do. And all the bass tournaments around is they have either a stress test, voice test, but we're going to be strapping folks down to a chair like I took my first one.
So the crappie, let's talk about when it is so that I can get to the next question.
Oh, yes. Hey, October 4, 5, 6, Crappie Expo and the Mr. Crappie Invitational $100,000 tournament on Lake Hamilton.
So you were telling me before we started the recorded conversation that the people who are entered into this tournament have to stay off Lake Hamilton for a full year. They can't come test fish.
No, they can't pre-fish at all. Once we announced the lake, it was off limits, and that's what makes it so fair for everyone, because we got teams coming from Florida, Virginia, Georgia, the Carolinas, and that's a long drive to come over here, and where you would have people that live closer that would have the advantage. And so it makes it fair for everyone to start pre-fishing on Sunday the week before the tournament.
So I'm guessing that one of those line detector questions must be, have you been on the lake?
Oh, yes. We're going to have quite a few on there. We'll have about 10 questions, but they'll be pretty technical. And that way we'll keep everybody good.
Now, there's a big expo, and we'll talk about that. But I want to stay on the fishing for just a little bit. So you have 100 two-man teams or two-person teams, and maybe some of them are female anglers as well on those teams.
That is correct. And we have youth also.
So that's 200 anglers altogether starting out. So they can, over 3 days, they can gather, what, seven fish a day?
Yeah, seven fish a day. Like, we're starting with 100 teams on Friday. And if you want to come out and join us at 3 o'clock, it's going to be the weigh-in at the Game and Fish Ramp right there at their weigh-in station at 350 Fish Hatchery Road in Hot Springs. It's right there on Lake Hamilton, and that's where it's going to be. And also, the anglers will be bringing in their fish, in their catch, and they can only, when their boat hits land, they can only have seven crappie in their boat. They can't have eight, nine, ten. They got to have everything weighed and balance beamed and check your fish and make sure you got the seven biggest. So each day, their seven best gets them to the championship if they have enough weight. It's combined weight each day. But the first day, if you're not in the top 50, you get to come to the Crappie Expo the next day and work for your sponsors.
So it's seven fish for the team, so not seven fish an angler.
It's seven fish per team. Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about a little bit, because you've been angling for a long time. What's the difference for these anglers between fishing for crappie and fishing for bass?
Well, crappie's just a little bit different fish to fish for. You're doing some of the same techniques, either you're casting, but see, for bass fishing, you can't troll. In crappie fishing, you can troll, and so they can use up to eight rods per team. And so are the state limits. You know, some states have a three-rod possession, but in Arkansas, you can use four. A guy can use four. That's tournament rules. Each guy can use four rods. And so a lot of the guys like to use just one rod, you know, if they're shooting docks or casting the brush piles or whatever.
So can they use four rods at once? I know they can't do that in bass, but here you can?
Yes, it's called trolling, long line trolling, tight line trolling, pulling crankbaits. They can use up to eight rods per boat, per team, but they can only weigh in seven fish. All the other fish is going back in the lake.
So I was going to ask you, it's a sustainable tournament in terms of the fish have to be alive when they weigh them.
That's correct. We don't weigh any dead fish, period.
And then all the fish go back into Lake Hamilton. So with that many anglers out there, you've got 7 times 100 to 700 potential fish that will be caught that first day. Chances are, I guess, some of those fish could get recaught the next day.
They can be recaught the next day, and also right there at the boat ramp, right there at the Game and Fish boat ramp, we're going to, you know, it's really close, and we'll be able to release the fish that day and unharmed whatsoever. But if we do have some fish that are on the fence, well, then there might be a fish fry.
Wally, do you release them right there at the ramp, or will they put them in other boats and disperse them around the lake?
We'll probably have a release boat there that will take them out into the middle of the lake, because I don't want everybody fishing in that one spot the next day, you know what I mean?
So what got you started in crappie fishing?
Well, actually, it was my grandmother. Actually, she lived in Manning, Sparkman, Manning, Arkansas, and Corrine Marshall, man, I'm telling you what, she got, when I was a little kid, I used to stay with her in the summers. This is unheard of. When I was a little kid in Garland, Texas, we were from Sparkman, Arkansas, but when I was three, we moved to Texas. But every summer, mother would put me on a Greyhound bus and send me to grandma's. And I tell you what, there's nothing like going to grandma's, I'm telling you. And she would take me fishing. I would catch grasshoppers. I'd catch, you know, dig worms, get everything we need, and getting catawba worms out of trees. And she taught me a lot about fishing. And we'd take them cane poles, and me and her'd be walking down the road down there to the creek bank. And it kind of reminded me of Andy and Mayberry, you know, just walking down there, just getting ready to go fishing, you know.
So grandma got you started in your love of crappie fishing. Was she pretty good?
Oh, she was great, man. She moved up to Lake Washita to Little Fur Landing several years later. And when I was a teenager and I could drive, and I'd go stay with her a little bit. And she didn't have Hummingbird electronics. She didn't have a big bass boat or crappie boat. She had a flat bottom boat and sculled it with a paddle. And she could catch them crappie like no tomorrow. And she taught me a lot.
So you're not in the tournament. You're running the tournament. So have you been out to fish Lake Hamilton yourself?
No, I will not be on the water until tournament day.
But are you in the tournament?
No, I'm not. And I'm not competing. I'm running the Crappie Expo. I've got a lot on my hands, and I'm over the tournament. My word is final.
And that's why they call you Mr. Crappie, right?
Yeah, the buck stops here.
So what do you expect we'll see in this tournament? It's a weight tournament, total weight over 3 days. So what do you expect to find in Lake Hamilton for your anglers?
Well, I think just from the creel surveys and stuff like that, because the state does stuff like that, I'm going to say that the weights are going to be running between 8.5 to 9.5 pounds a day. I think that's about what you're going to be able to see out of. But this past spring, man, there were some 3-pounders caught out of this lake by bass fishermen catching them on bass lures. And so it could, a 3-pound kicker in this tournament, it's going to put you at the top.
The tournament is for the 100 teams that are coming, but there's lots to do at the expo. So let's talk about that. And let's get started with the world's biggest crappie fry.
Oh, the world's largest crappie fry is going to be October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. till we run out of fillets. It's sponsored by Camp Dog Seasoning, RV Cajun Cookers, Riceland Rice Bran Oil, which is the best oil. It's made right here in the state of Arkansas, over in Stuttgart. If you haven't ever tried Riceland Rice Bran Oil, you need to check that out because it cooks them, I'm talking about, super crispy and clean.
Wally, I'm not sure, but I think you just snuck a commercial into my podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
A bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
So talk about the crappie fry. Now, it's free, but you have to have a ticket.
Yeah, you have to have a ticket to get to the fish fry itself, but when you go into the Crappie Expo, all the exhibitors are going to have a ticket.
Okay.
And so they'll offer you a ticket, or you can ask the exhibitors for a ticket to get into the fish fry.
So for the world's biggest crappie fry, how long have you been collecting crappie fillets?
Oh, we have anglers that are going to bring them from all over the United States, and they're already frozen. They're probably about a month old, you know, or whatever. And each guy's going to be bringing quite a few crappie. And, man, we're just – it's all free. The crappie's free. The whole meal is free. It's going to be one heck of a day, man.
So let's talk about what else is happening in the expo, because equipment for crappie, some of it is similar to bass fishing or other kinds of fishing. And are there things that are unique to crappie fishing?
Right. All the new products coming out for what's cool about this event, all the new products from all these crappie companies for 2020, you'll get to see their new products early because it doesn't hit the shelves until like November, December, right before Christmas, all the new products from the manufacturers. And so you'll get a jump on that. I call it the world's largest crappie store under one roof. And what I like about the event. The Arkansas State Troopers is going to be there handing out lures and bobbers to kids all day long. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be there with their squad cars and interacting with kids. And also we've got Oaklawn Park, Oaklawn Racing and Casino is going to be there. They've got their big spinning wheel, and you can go by and spin the wheel and win a fishing combo. I think we have a lot to offer for families. And I know that there's a lot of single moms out there that are looking for things to do with their kids, to get them into the outdoors, to get them outside, get them doing things. And if they'll bring them to the Crappie Expo here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I guarantee it, your kid is going to fall in love with crappie fishing.
You talked earlier about your grandma introducing you to crappie fishing, and you were on the radio with me earlier today, and you described crappie fishing as more of a family kind of event than some other fishing.
Yeah, crappie fishing is a family sport because anybody can do it, you know, from 8 to 80. I started when I was like 5 or 6 years old, you know, when I was big enough to hold a fishing pole. I was catching crappie and catfish and all kinds of different fish, but crappie was just my love. You know, I could have went bass fishing. But when you go crappie fishing, you catch many of them in one area. And so a lot of people say, oh, I don't crappie fishing because it's too slow. That's not true. When you got limits like here in Arkansas, I think it's 30 a day, something like that, per angler. Man, you can put a lot of fillets away for the year and have a lot of fish fries. And sharing crappies kind of like sharing religion, man. I'm telling you, it's very special. And so you can't buy crappie in the stores, but getting an opportunity, I want somebody that's never eaten crappie to come to our world's largest crappie fry right there behind the convention center on Church Road. It's called Baxter Plaza. Well, you'll see all the stuff. Just come in behind the expo and you will see the big event, because we got a lot of stuff going on there too. Going to have a DJ out there playing music. We're going to have some folks there cooking Cajun food. And also we're going to have Riceland there doing their trailer cooking food also for folks and promoting their stuff.
So you talk about catching 30 crappie in a day, if that's the limit, for instance. Do they school? Do you catch a lot of them at one time, or is that several different spots? Tell me about crappie fishing in general.
Yeah, crappie fishing in general, when you find one, there's many, okay? Because they school up. Crappie like to school. And usually when you get into a school of crappie, if you start catching a lot of little ones, you probably need to move, because that's all that's there. So they kind of hang around. The big ones hang around big ones, and the little ones hang around little ones. But you can get in the springtime in an area and catch 100 crappie at one time.
So, Wally, will this be similar in terms of the anglers when they're out there in the tournament? They'll go to a spot. If that's not a good spot, they'll race off to another spot?
Oh, yes. They'll have many different spots. With today's electronics, Humminbird's got side imaging, down imaging, 360. They'll be able to find all the brush piles that are in that lake. Believe me, 100 of the top crappie anglers today being right here on Lake Hamilton is going to expose Lake Hamilton, and I guarantee it, the crappie fishing is going to pick up right here in Hot Springs.
How does team fishing work? Is one of those two guys a captain? In other words, in general, how do they decide, all right, this spot's no good, we're going to move? Does one guy make that decision?
No, they're both good anglers. You know what I'm saying? They know their game, because each angler, if they're trolling, they've got four rods out in front of them. Each one of them take care of the rods, and they work as a team. One gets a fish on, the other one gets the dip net really quick, you know, and they get that fish landed. There's not too much of that throwing the fish over in the boat. But like when you're casting with one rod and maybe shooting a dock, maybe the dip net not so much, because you just, and you get a big one on there now, you better get that dip net. Because if you try to Bill Dance him, try to flip him over in the boat and he falls off in a tournament, oh my goodness, that makes for a long day.
So I guess what I'm gathering from that is two guys in a boat together, if one says let's move, the other's right there with him in sync because they're both so good.
Yeah. If you're not doing any good, man, your partner's your best ally, you know, to pick you up. You know, if, hey, man, we're not doing very good here, let's move to another spot. Hurry, let's go.
So in a situation like this, if one's catching, the other's going to be catching. It's not going to be in a boat.
Right, right. If they're in the fish, they're both going to be catching fish. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just, you know, if they're not doing anything, hey, it's time to go to another spot. Because in a tournament, you only have so much time. But what was crazy in that first tournament that I won back in 87, I knew nothing about fishing tournaments. At lunch, we went and got a hamburger. We took a break. And we was gone about an hour and came back and started fishing again. But today when I fish a tournament, man, it's all day, no eating, no nothing, just steady, just getting after it, you know. But I think the people in Hot Springs is really going to thoroughly enjoy the Crappie Expo and all the stuff at the tournament, you know.
So with 100 boats, I mean, Lake Hamilton's a big lake, but with 100 boats out there, 100 two-man teams, they'll see each other.
Oh, yes, they're going to be fishing around each other, but we have rules. They can't get within 100 feet of each other. They can't get in each other's zone. They got to be use some etiquette there, some fisherman's etiquette to give the first boat there the right of way, you know, and not move in on them and stuff like that, because that happens a lot in tournaments, man, because you have to have some kind of distance between each boat, whether they're anchored or not.
Wally, how do you run the tournament in terms of 100 boats? So they're all launching from the hatchery's
right
location. How does that work?
Well, they're all going to put in that morning, and each boat will have a live well check. We make sure that the live wells are empty, and in this tournament, you can't use live bait. It's all artificial. You can't use live bait. You can't use minnows. You can't use mealworms. You can't use anything like that. And so we check their live wells. They put their boat in. At 6:45, we're going to play the national anthem. But having 100 boats leaving at one time, that's not happening. And so for the first 15 minutes, 25 boats is going to take off. Then another 25 boats is going to take off by number. And they have to be back at a certain time to the check-in boat because they have a floater in their boat that has a number on it. And once they check back in at the end of the day, and if they're late, they get disqualified.
So they know exactly what time they have to be back to the hatchery.
That is correct. They have to be in at the weigh-in, or not the weigh-in boat, but the return boat where they drop off their, and they'll write down the time when they showed up. And so we make sure everybody is accounted for, and we have everybody there, because we don't want to leave anybody on the lake that maybe broke down or had trouble.
I think you told me the first day the weigh-in is out at the hatchery, but after that the weigh-in on Saturday and Sunday is at the convention center.
Yes, we're doing 100 boats at 350 Fish Hatchery Road. The first day, that's on Friday, October the 4th. Then on Saturday, the field will be cut down to 50 boats, and they will weigh in at the Expo Center on stage.
And it's, you have $100,000 in prize money. Again, I apologize, but I don't know anything about crappie fishing. So how does that stack up in tournaments?
Well, it's the largest crappie tournament ever held in the United States.
Ever.
The largest payout in crappie history here in Hot Springs.
How close to $100,000 was number two?
About 65,000, 70,000. Yeah, that's some of the classics that I've fished in the past because they're giving away boats. We're giving away cash.
How did you come to bring this tournament to Hot Springs? There's crappie fishing all over America. What made you bring it to Hot Springs?
About 3 years ago, I had the idea of, you know, doing a crappie expo or doing a big event 3 years ago. It was in my dreams, you know, that one day that to bring crappie fishing up to where it's getting close to bass fishing as terms of dollars, payout, stuff like that. And about a year ago, Steve Arison from right here in Hot Springs that runs the tourism, he gave me a call and he goes, Wally, have you ever thought about doing a crappie expo? And I go, have you been reading my mail or listening to my phone calls? And he said, well, come up here and talk to me and let's talk about Crappie Expo.
So it started with a phone call from Steve.
Yeah, Steve Arison right here. It's his fault. But I'll tell you what, man, Hot Springs has got a lot to, there's a lot of stuff to do in Hot Springs, man. I've been here for quite a while now, that I've been working on the expo and stuff. And like I said, you know, every day we're going to give away a boat, some, and you must be present to win. You just can't be, you know, it's going to be awesome because we're going to give away a boat on Friday, a boat on Saturday, and on Sunday we're giving away a Ranger fully loaded RT-178C, fully loaded, ready to go to the lake to some lucky person.
So my thanks to Wally Marshall, better known as Mr. Crappie. Again, the expo is October 4th through the 6th, and you can get all the information at his website. It's crappieexpo.com. That's all one word, and again, it's spelled CRAPPIE-Expo.com. So as we do every week on this podcast, we get to the use-by date. Coming up, we're going to talk about things you can do between the posting of this podcast and about October the 12th. So if you're listening to this in November or December or sometime in 2020, what you're about to hear is dated. So at the sound of the ding, like you're checking into an old hotel, feel free to just move ahead to your next podcast. With me is my colleague from down the hall from 105.9 KLAZ, radio diva and lady about town, Jennifer Bailey. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Neil. So you didn't give him a ding. Should we give him a ding?
The ding will be entered electronically.
Oh, see, in here I wanted to ding him. But okay, well, that's fine. Whatever.
Go ahead. Ding away.
Ding! Wasn't that lovely?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now they've been double dinged.
Oh, dear. Now through October 5th, Emergent Arts is still hosting the exhibit with a collection of work relating to manga, which is comics and graphic novels unique to Japan. It's being done in conjunction with the Sister Cities program and the Japan Foundation. It includes a wide range of topics such as comedy, drama, horror, sci-fi. The exhibit is available Thursdays through Sundays from noon to 5. You can find more information at emergentarts.org.
Again, this podcast is posted for the week of September 23rd, so you'll have to act fast on this one. It's the Hot Springs Horror Film Festival, running the 26th through the 29th at the historic Central Theater downtown. Lots of great old films like Escape Room and Nightcrawl. You can buy tickets for just one film or for the entire festival. Information is at, and this is all one word, Hot Springs Horror Film Festival. .com. Again, just a little cautionary tale. If you're prone to nightmares, this might not be the film festival for you.
Which means it's perfect for me.
A sleepless weekend coming up for you.
Ah, it's awesome. Get you in the mood for Halloween.
There you go.
On September 28th, it's the 10th annual Seeds of Peace Festival. It's near the Farmers Market on the Greenway Trail from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., celebrating respect, safety, and dignity for all. Everyone. Everyone should go to this.
We mentioned Halloween a moment ago. So starting September 28th and running through November 3rd, it is Magic Screams at Magic Springs. Say that three times fast.
Magic Screams at Magic Springs. Magic Screams at Magic Springs. Magic Screams at Magic Springs. Ha! I'm a professional.
I was going to say, do not try this at home. She is a trained professional. It's a Halloween-themed program that runs Saturdays and Sundays out at the park. Tickets, $25 a pop for adults, $5 for junior, a junior defined as someone who is 48 inches or less, plus parking, which is, this is an odd figure, $13.57. You'll find more information at magicsprings.com.
Now on the weekend of October 4th, for music lovers, the 9th annual Hot Water Hills Music and Arts Festival is at Hill Wheatley Plaza. This is a family-style event. Everyone is invited with a variety of musical styles. Promoters say there's going to be plenty of art, along with craft beer, food, workshops, and, of course, tons of fun. Find more info at hotwaterhills.com.
Now, it was the subject of this podcast, but I'll just mention it again in the calendar portion. It's Mr. Crappie's Crappie Tournament and Expo that we talked about. free to the public. It includes what the promoter, Mr. Crappie, calls the world's biggest crappie fry on that Saturday. It's free, but you have to get a ticket. And if you've never had crappie, it's really good.
And I heard they've got thousands of hush puppies to go along with the crappie.
Of course.
I'll be there.
I know you will.
If you're a baseball fan, you likely know about the history of spring training in Hot Springs. Well, the second annual Hot Springs Baseball Weekend is coming up October 11th through 12th. It's totally free, and you can meet baseball legends Ted Simmons and Steve Carlton, just to name a couple. There'll be seminars, autograph sessions, and panel discussions. More information at hotsprings.org. Just search for baseball.
And if you like stage productions, now none of this is free, but the Hot Springs Bathhouse Dinner Theater is doing a number of productions over the coming weeks. They include I Do, Tuesdays with Maury, Oh Happy Day, Driving Miss Daisy. Check out their website for showtimes and ticket prices, and you can buy the tickets online.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So the Crappie Expo is just one of the things going on in Hot Springs in the weeks ahead. If you want information about visiting for this event or anything else, visit Hot Springs' website. It's hotsprings.org. You'll find a full calendar of events sorted by week. You'll find information on restaurants, lodging, special deals, and of course their visitor center. They'll even send you a complete vacation planning guide. Again, that's hotsprings.org. One of our partners in this podcast is Entergy Hydro. They're responsible for Lakes Hamilton and Catherine, and they also control the flow into the Ouachita River if you like to float the river. The big thing to know for planning purposes, the annual drawdown for the lake starts November 1st. This year, with an eye toward controlling vegetation, the drawdown will be 3 feet. Now, it's generally 6 inches a day, so about a 6-day process. Be thinking about that. So again, thanks for listening. I appreciate your comments and your reviews. We have listeners now in 27 states and 3 foreign countries. So if you're new to the podcast, I hope you'll subscribe and share it with a friend. My thanks to Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and to Jennifer Bailey. We hope we'll see you in Hot Springs for something that piques your interest or looks like fun for you and your family. Hot Springs This Week is a production of KZNG News Talk Radio right here in America's First Resort.